Episode 2403, Stronger Faith.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're getting some well-deserved rest and enjoying the family and getting ready for a brand new week. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It is a time for you to set aside specifically to have some conversations with God, to know where you are with Him, because it's all about stronger faith. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, if you knew the results of God's plan, would you be more patient? Would you be willing to stay the course and have stronger faith? Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God declares that for you. Not yesterday, not the day before, but right now. However, we can find ourselves being quick to judge. Have you ever heard of the saying, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, but we do it? And I'm sure you've been judged a few times in your life. In fact, you have probably even judged God based on what prayers He has answered or not answered. When life seems easy and carefree, it's not hard to live by what God asks of you. However, when tested, what's your response? Are you one who says, Lord, you know, you've messed up these three times. I don't know. Now, if you're honest, you probably do question Him. I know I do. Have you ever been mad at God? Oh, I have been. We have had some very heated discussions. Now, who wins the arguments? Well, you know who does. God does. I don't. But you see, it opens up a dialogue. God wants to be a part of our everyday. He doesn't want you leading a monologue life. But a lot of us are. We're trying to do everything under our own strength. How much do you believe that God has your best interest at heart? Do you really think He does? Or do you think that, yes, He does, so long it's what I want? But if it's not what I want, well, then I put question marks. We tend to live our lives based on guarantees. It's only in what we know that we're willing to move forward with. But look at Noah. He built an ark with no rain in the forecast. He was mocked and ridiculed, yet he stuck to what he knew God had told him. He built the ark to the exact specifications. And then the rain came down and the floods came up. God gave Noah the blueprint, which became Noah's responsibility to go and execute it. God is writing your gold medal story. He's writing each chapter, each paragraph, each sentence, and He's placing the exclamation points and the periods right where they need to be. He's got your blueprint in His hands. But are you willing to be a participant? Are you looking to Him for answers to your questions? Are you engaging with God every day in order to build your confidence in His heavenly blueprint here on earth for you? Confidence is just that, walking with faith. When you walk in faith, you have confidence. God will not let you down, but you can let Him down. But usually we reverse that. We make the assumption that God's letting us down. God, you're not doing what I want you to do. Maybe you need to have that dialogue, not the monologue. Maybe you need to ask Him, Lord, what do you have for me? What do I need to go and look for today? I know for me, when I'm not talking to Him, I don't hear Him. I hear what I want to hear. And that usually means I'm getting myself into trouble. So what interaction do you need with God today in order to have stronger faith? Do you need to have a conversation with Him? Do you need to jump with confidence when directed? I mean, maybe you are talking to Him, but you're holding back because you're like, I don't think I'm ready. I got a few more things to do. And He's saying, You're on the edge of my glory and I'm giving it to you, but you've got to take the first step. Do you need stillness in order to hear him? Maybe busyness is leading your day. Maybe you're caught up in the kids. Maybe the dogs are clamming for your attention, saying, come on, mom, feed me, pay attention to me, pet me. And God's sitting in a corner going, when's my time? God knows the plans he has for you to give you hope and a future. But you've got to make room in your everyday for him. And I really mean that, like really make room. And it doesn't have to be. I think we have this idea that we've got to set aside 3 hours out of our day. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't sit down with God for 3 hours straight. But he's with me in my every step that I take. When I go for my walks in the morning, when I run, when I go grocery shopping, especially picking out lettuce, when I'm in the pickup line for the kids at school, when I'm about ready to make a phone call that I really don't want to make because I'm like, oh, I got to hassle these people and I've got to be demanding and I really don't want to do that today. I just want to be nice, but I can't be nice. He's in bed with me. I know that sounds strange, but he is. He's everywhere. But the problem is we're not letting him. We're shutting him out. I want to encourage you today to break those brick walls. If you're into HGTV and DIYs and all of that, you know what the first thing you can do right now is break down the wall around your heart and let God in today. Start remodeling there. Start building a stronger foundation. Fill in the nooks and crannies with his love, his grace. And ask him, Lord, what will you have of my life? Show me the blueprint you have for me. Give me clues, leave me clues. Open my eyes to what I'm supposed to see. Because you have the plans for me. And then watch how God shows up as you all create your now together. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.